Now with the time at 8 o'clock, it's over to Brian Jennings with the news in detail.
RT broadcaster Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly are due before two Oireachtas committees today. Both men will answer questions about €345,000 of undisclosed payments made by the organisation to the former Late Late Show host. The new Director General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, said yesterday that he hoped to see maximum transparency during the committee's proceedings, ahead of a decision being taken about Mr. Tuberty's future with the organisation. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The presenter, Ryan Tuberty, and his agent, Noel Kelly, have volunteered to go before the Public Accounts Committee and the Oireachtas Media Committee. It's understood that both men will bring legal representation to the committee hearings, but under the rules, they will be sitting behind the witnesses rather than beside them. In a letter to Mr. Tuberty and Mr. Kelly last Friday, the Public Accounts Committee identified seven areas it wanted to investigate. They included payments dating back to 2017, the deal with Renault, the raising of associated invoices, any instructions given to Mr. Kelly by Mr. Tuberty, and the video call in May 2020 between the former Director General Dee Forbes and Mr. Kelly when the Renault deal was underwritten by RTE. New documents supplied by RTE to the Doyle Public Accounts Committee overnight suggest that four people participated in the meeting: Dee Forbes, Noel Kelly, the unnamed solicitor, and a fourth person whose name is redacted. Speaking to the media yesterday, the new RTE Director General, Kevin Backhurst, was non-committal when asked about Ryan Tuberty's future with the station. He said, "We'll have to see how the week goes, and we'll take a decision on that soon, for everyone's sake and for Ryan's sake."
Workers at Tara Mines will be balloted on an agreement brokered at the Workplace Relations Commission over the next 2 days. It covers arrangements for workers during a period of temporary closure. The zinc mine in Navan, County Meath, is due to be placed into care and maintenance on Friday. Laura Hogan reports.
Hundreds of workers from Tara Mines attended a meeting in a hotel in Navan last night to discuss the deal brokered following discussions between unions and management at the Workplace Relations Commission last week. Unions have recommended the deal, which includes a retainer payment for staff and a provision they can return to work with the same pay and conditions when the mine reopens. The meeting was described as difficult. Tara Mines is set to temporarily close on Friday, with 650 workers laid off. The company, Boliden, said it took the decision in response to significant and unsustainable financial losses driven by a number of factors, including a decline in the price of zinc and high energy prices. It's not known how long the period of care and maintenance will last. Workers will be balloted on the deal over the next 2 days, and a result is expected on Thursday.
NATO members have gathered in Lithuania for the start of a summit which will be dominated by the war in Ukraine and the expansion of the military bloc as a result of the Russian invasion. Last night, NATO's General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said Turkey had agreed to support Sweden's bid to join the alliance, clearing the way for a further expansion of the group. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
The fourth NATO summit since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, that war and the geopolitical changes it has wrought, will top the agenda in Vilnius. At meetings today and tomorrow, the gathering will hear debate about how NATO defines its future relationship with Ukraine, amid repeated calls by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for Kyiv to receive an invitation into the alliance at this summit. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said that Kyiv will not become a member while war rages, and that the summit will not issue a formal invitation, with allies divided over how swiftly Ukraine should be allowed to join once the war ends. Last night, though, expansion of the bloc did move closer, as Turkey's government agreed to forward Sweden's accession protocol to the Turkish National Assembly as soon as possible, and to work to ensure ratification. As Sweden becomes the latest country to radically reframe its political policies in light of the war in Ukraine.
Retained firefighters will today consider a Labour Court recommendation aimed at resolving a dispute over pay and conditions. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Members of the retained service are part-time firefighters who are paid an annual retainer for being on call. The Labour Court is recommending that that retainer be increased by between 24% and just over 32.5%. It's also proposing that the size of the retained service be expanded by 400 additional firefighters and that an urgent effort be made to fill all current vacancies. Other recommendations include changes to premium payments, the introduction of community-based fire prevention programmes, and the development of policies on sick leave, maternity leave and parental leave. The main retained firefighters union, SIPTU, will consult with its members on the Labour Court proposals today. On the employer side, the Local Government Management Agency will also consider the recommendations.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
Today will bring further scattered showers with some heavy downpours likely in parts of the north and east. There will be brighter sunny intervals in many areas after some early mist or fog. Highest temperatures 16 to 19 degrees.